Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
November 30th, a big day, by the way, coming up. After this segment, we will be hooking somebody up with a $25 Visa gift card, all right? After this segment, we have a very aggressive promo staff that
the
wants to make sure...
Throw in the city.
We got a promo staff that wants to make sure we get it done here. $25 Visa gift card be coming up here in the next segment. So if you're in the building and you have not signed your name and put it in our raffle box, make sure you do so. We have our Bud Light ladies roaming around here. You don't have to wave to the camera. We have them roaming around here in the building. They will they hook you up. My guy here has been hooked up. Reggie's been hooked up. Reggie from In the Loop is in the building. You can come out here. And say hi to him. He told me just earlier he is really looking to have a conversation about the Texans special team. So if you want to come in, Reggie's in here. He wants to really have a conversation about the Texans special
team. And they say no.
And Reggie's right here for you to talk about that, from the punting, kicking, all of that. So come out and talk to Reggie about
Tommy Townsend, game changer.
Yes, Tommy Townsend. He was just talking about. He called him TT, I believe.
Hey, so, I don't know what y'all are talking about. So don't include me, Reg, in this whatever's going on here. But hey, Tommy, don't take no mess now.
He really doesn't.
Hey, we had him on the post game show, and he's all nice guy. You know, just cool, calm, collected. I mean, boy, you listen. They mic somebody that might get too close to Tommy. He's out there MFing folks.
Bad MFer.
What's wrong with these punters, man?
Hey,
and they just saw Pat McAfee and just let it loose. Huh?
Yeah, hell yeah! I mean, I like it, man. I'd rather have that than the opposite.
Yeah, yeah.
Great hair too.
But yeah, Reggie's ready for that. So come on out, have a good time, and enjoy yourself. It's a good time out of here. Here, Buffalo Wild Wings, Washington Avenue. Come on out. All right, I got a couple of thoughts about this game coming up between Texas and Texas A&M. All right, as long as either one of them don't blow it. All right, Texas, don't blow it against Kentucky at home, and A&M, don't blow it in the Plains against Auburn. Don't blow it.
Giggle.
Make sure you win these games so that game can matter November 30th. But here's a couple of things I want to know, and I know you two are equipped to answer these, and many people are equipped to talk about this as well. There he is, pilot in the building.
Ring, baby.
The one thing is, for me, is Texas the clear-cut better team here, right? Like, is this a situation where...
It's hard to say given their competition this year on the schedule.
Okay, and even though I know where you're going, where you're coming from in this, your heart is not pure on this.
It's not, but I really wasn't trying to be facetious either.
But it's a fair thing to say with the competition. We thought their schedule would be a little bit more difficult than it is, Clint, but what it's shown, their best win is against Vanderbilt. And when they played Georgia, another playoff team, at home, they didn't look like they belonged on the same field with them for most of the game. But in this space, is it clear cut that Texas has the better team over A&M?
No.
So it's not clear cut there. It's even though they've been in the top 10, they were ranked number one for long stretches. It's not clear cut.
No, it's not. I don't. I mean, I just watched Texas up close and personal play Arkansas, and I watched them get pushed around up from the offensive side of the offensive side of the football. You know, defensively, you know, I think they were better than I expected. Offensively, they left a lot to be desired. So I don't think that it is like if you put a gun to my head harder, you know,
scrotum,
other region, I would probably take Texas just because I do think they have a quarterback advantage, and the quarterback advantage is significant in my opinion, because you've got like A&M's got two dudes that are nothing alike, so the offense has to drastically change when you play one over the other. So I think there's a little bit of a, hey, who are we there offensively? And as I said a month ago, that really scares me with A&M, but it's the only concern that I have. I think everywhere else, not everywhere else, the wide receiver room is completely different, and Texas is significantly better. You know, defensively, you know, I think it's a great matchup. So I don't think it's convincing
it's clear-cut, one way
or the other. I'll tell you this.
Because the reason why I ask that, like when you take a look at the Georgia-Ole Miss matchup, I think Georgia clearly was the better team there, but Ole Miss had to do some other things. Lane had to coach and come up with a game plan. They had to use the home field advantage as big
points. I think with a good in-depth conversation, it would be hard for anybody to land that A&M's a better football team overall. I mean, just again, it starts.
It doesn't mean they can't win.
It starts with the quarterback play, and then you get to Steve Sarkisian and his ability to scheme things up. Is Colin Klein is good, but is he in that same category? Defensively, I think they're very comparable. So it's just not as clear cut as I thought it was going to be. I'll be honest.
The beginning of the season, it was thought to be clear cut.
Yes. I thought I was high on A&M, but I was also high on Texas, and I would say that I'm probably right about where I was with A&M. I feel pretty good about them being getting to the college ball playoffs and taking advantage of what I thought at that point was going to be a softer schedule, and. I've come down a little bit on Texas, so I think Texas has closed the gap. And the fact that this game means what it means is absolutely beautiful for everybody in the state of Texas. I've always said this from jump, and I like to think that I'm somewhat reasonable. I'm not everything's better and bigger in Texas. I'm not one of those guys that screams. I believe it, but I don't scream it from the mountaintop.
Yeah, I was about to say it is, though.
Well, look, I believe it, but I mean, I got buddies that scream it from the mountaintop like they want to fight people that aren't from Texas. I'm like, hey, man, relax a little bit. But I don't believe that. But I will put the A&M, an outsider, no skin in the game, I will put the A&M-Texas rivalry up against any rivalry in college football.
God bless Texas.
And I feel like over the years, because it hadn't been played, it's kind of been pushed to the wayside. And people almost turn their nose up at me when I say that, because there are some big ones out there, right? But the fact that the first time we get this in a long time, and it's a game that could potentially get A&M in the college football playoffs, potentially knock Texas out, even though I'm not sure that'll happen. Texas may, with that brand, may still sneak in as one of the at-large.
But it's coming. If they lose, that what Tyler was talking about, that schedule comes into play now.
Oh, yeah.
Up against
those
other two-loss teams.
Absolutely.
They're very Penn State-ish, to be honest.
The interesting thing is that they have the committee over the years, they've done both things, right? That one that would benefit Texas, one that doesn't benefit Texas. You've seen them take an Ohio State team and put them in a four-team playoff after losing to a 6-6 Virginia Tech football team and having a Big Ten schedule that's pretty forgiving, relatively speaking, before Oregon and everybody joined, right? They've shown the ability to take that big brand, give them the benefit of the doubt, and let them get in. So I'm not sure that a loss to A&M and a two-loss Texas team completely knocks them out of the college football playoffs, but it very well could, because there's been twice this year where teams have lost and they've dropped 8 spots or 9 spots in the ranking, which that would put Texas right there in the on the fringe of that 12 or 13 spot, which would cause some problems. So I don't know what to think about if A&M does win this football game. I, as a fan and as a Texan, I'm just glad that this game, when it's front and center for all of America to see, it is a game that means so much to the country, not just Texas, Longhorns and Aggies. This is big time, man. This is great.